Thank you, everybody, for coming out. What a beautiful Shabbos so far that we've had. Shabbos Akdus. First, I want to thank my Rebbetzin for enabling us to host, guys, for the Oneg, also for the meals. I want to thank Reb Shraga and his whole family for hosting as well, Reb Yaakov Ganon, and Reb Banish for organizing these things, Reb Bilowitz for being the Rosh Chabur that he is and making everything amazing always, and for everybody coming out to the Malava Malka tonight. Hopefully we could take some of the beauty of that Shabbos that we just experienced and schlep it into the work week. For some of you, this might be a little bit of chazara. For others, you might not have thought of these questions really deeply at all. I'm going to be focusing on a shtickle from the Alei Shur, as well as something from my Rebbe's at Malkan Yaakov, one of my Rebbe's in Baltimore, Maryland, Rav Menachem Goldberger. I'm going to try to synthesize it and hopefully have you guys inspired and pumped up to hopefully figure out how to find your unique tafkid in the world. So the first shaila, first question on the table is, what's your purpose in this world? And what's your unique role in it? What do you bring to the table as a chabura guy? What are your unique strengths and talents? What do you have inside of you? Maybe it's lying dormant, or maybe it's out there. But what do you bring to the table, and how can you bring it forward? The answer will be different for every single person, but the sources that I'm about to share, hopefully, will illuminate and enlighten and give you at least some pause to think critically about it. There's a very puzzling medrash in Shmos Rabbah 28. And there it says that the luchos were six tefachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai, was holding on to, when he got them from Kadosh Baruch Hu, two of those six tefachim. On the other end, kivyachal, whatever this means deeply, Kadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to the other two. And there were two in the middle. The two that Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to represent all of the Torah in the world that we can understand. Even that which is nigla, even that which is very, very difficult to understand, but it's still revealed. And also the Nister, the stuff that's hidden, but we can still access and understand. All the Torah that's accessible in the world, in the whole world. The two that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem was holding on to, is all the stuff that happens that we don't understand. Not just chokes, chukim, but everything that we just can't fathom. We have two, and there's two for Hashem. What's in the middle? What's in the middle? So I first heard this from Rabbi Menachem Goldberger in Baltimore, Maryland, from his rabbi, who is Rav Shlomo Tversky in the Malkus Shlomo. He's from Denver. And he said, those two tefachim are for us. They are what we uniquely can bring down from Har Sinai in our door, in our generation, with our learning level, whether it's an art scroll Gemara or you are holding in everything. What is your unique tafkid that you have that you can bring down from Har Sinai? And the Malkus Shlomo says that every single human in this room, every single Jew in the world, has this unique tafkid. They have the ability to bring something down in the world of Torah. Maybe not makadosh it, maybe just organize it, but whatever it might be, they have a unique, specific, Torah-related mission in the world. What are your two tefachim? How do you find that out? So Chovas Levavos shares in Shar B'Dachon, Chapter 3, something that if you went to Machon, you have a very, hopefully, good familiarity with. Rebbe drilled this into our heads all the time. Rabbi Gershenfeld, for those who don't know who I call Rebbe. And he said that there are three spheres, concentric circles almost, in a Venn diagram, if you will. What are you good at? Your unique strengths and talents. What are you passionate about? What do you love doing? And what does the world need? Your tafkid lies in the intersection of that Venn diagram. What are you good at that you're passionate about that the world needs? There you'll find your mission and purpose. We don't have Urim V'Tumim. We don't have Nevi'im. We don't have any ability to know this other than this fleshed out understanding from Chavos Alvos. So this enables us to get a better glimpse into what it is that we can bring down. Let's understand each one of those circles a little bit deeper. And then we'll jump into Alei Shur. The first circle, strengths, talents. What are you good at? You might not love it, that's passionate about, but what are you really good at? If you haven't thought on this long enough, start doing so. It's everything. When you know what you're good at, it will enable you to figure out what your profession should be. It will enable you to understand how you can give back to the world. Your strengths and your talents are a unique bundle that only you have. And there isn't a person on the planet or anywhere else that has your unique bundle of strengths, talents, background, and everything altogether. Yes, there will be people that have similar strengths, but they won't have the package that you do. And God put you here, the Eibishter put us all here, to fulfill a unique tafkid. Yes, we know the frum answer, Torah and mitzvahs, yes, but what is your uniqueness in the realm of Torah and mitzvahs? Where are you going to shine? Where are you going to shine? Think on it. Strengths and talents. Passion. What are you passionate about? What do you like doing? And lastly is, what does the world need? And when we're right now in a war, spiritually and physically, I think it's pretty obvious what the world needs. Rav Asher Weiss, we mentioned this at the Oneg, that Rav Asher Weiss shared that unity, what we're doing right now, is a big, important thing to bring Klal Yisrael together. Achdus, unity. But there's other things that you could think about. What is it that you are good at, that the world needs, that you're passionate about? That will give you a glimpse, without Nevi'im, without Urim V'Tumim, in our door, what your two tefachim of the Luchot are that you could bring down to the world. So now we said that that's the piece that enables you to understand ultimately, your two tefachim. Now, let's understand something also very clearly here. Let's be very, very open and honest. Many of us are going to be working guys. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, as long as we're also learning very deeply and we're learning our guts off. But Lamaisa is, when I'm at work, is it like 8 hours of something else? And then I go and I have my 2 hours if I'm able to in the Beis Medrash, and then I'm locked in. Is that really how I feel? Am I only holding for my learning Seder? What about in the workplace? Revolba talks about this specifically in the first Chelik of Alei Shur, in Maamar Shlishi called Likros Tafkid. And to loosely translate that, it would be greeting your purpose. And so in the first Perek Rishon, he goes through, maybe some of everybody in this room are Bilwitz for certain, but maybe other people also. He goes through what the Rosh Yeshiva, his Makshavot should be, or the person who's in full-time learning. Perek Rishon is going to deal with that. And Perek Sheni also. But Perek Shlishi, when you get to Perek Shlishi, Revolba opens it up for how your work builds the world. And when you're ultimately doing the right thing in the workplace, that too is Avodas Hashem. You know, we have this tendency to think that they're divorced. We sometimes have this tendency to think, you know, when I'm in the workplace, okay, I'm here to make a living so I can support my family. And that's a hushkaf also. I'm here so I can earn a living and then I can go back to the base. Go back to my house and be a mensch. But then when you're really behind the desk coding or cooking the food at YST, or whatever it is that you're doing at Bloomberg, shout out to Reb Shraga, or whatever you might be, Prudential, is that just deleted time in my life? Because if so, I daven for a lot of time on Yom Kippur. And Baruch Hashem, I was given another year. And if I subtract out all of the working hours in my day, I don't have a whole lot left. And yet every aspect of my life should be infused with the Avodas Hashem. So Revolba goes through this, and instead of walking you through in Hebrew the whole entire thing, without I'm just going to summarize briefly what he has to share, and then connect everything. He explains that ultimately, when you recognize that through your job, when approached with the proper attitude and kavana, you could be doing chesed for people. You could be doing chesed for people. You're literally doing avodas Hashem. And his line, in case you guys want a source that's like literally locked in, he says, "Ba'alomo shalakadosh baruch ein shum davar o esech chiloni." In the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is, when you've put God in your business space, in your cubicle, wherever you may be, ein shum davar o esech chiloni. There's nothing secular there. B'makom sheyesh midot tovot, in the place where there are good deeds, chesed va'ava, when there's chesed and love, mikadeshet kol malacha, umit romamot, la'avodat Hashem, mamash. What does he say? He says that when you are involved in your work, and you're doing chesed for other people, and you have good midos when you're doing it, and you're a kiddush Hashem, and everybody else walks around seeing you as who you are. Yes, you're making money, but you have transformed with the right kavanas and the right attitude that entire working day into something that is not just, okay, I'm making money. No. Revolva says it turns it into avodat Hashem mamish. It becomes your avodat Hashem. And I didn't add mamish. Revolva added mamish for a reason, because everybody in this room wants to be like, yeah, right, Bob. Mamish. And again, this is one hashkafa. You may deviate from it, but I live my life by it. Because if you don't have this hashkafa, and you are a working person, and don't think, by the way, oh, Rav Abba was just talking about those working guys. No! It actually is going to go through how he's talking about a Talmud Chacham, who's also having to work. When you're a Talmud Chacham, and when you're in the workplace, it doesn't have to be that 8 hours, 9 hours, depending on who you are, here's your cot to sleep in for that night. Some areas of law. You transform your day properly and adequately into something that is literally avodas Hashem. And so, after that, he goes and he explains, don't just think you're just good now. Don't just think now, oh, I'm great, I just work. No. What am I also supposed to be doing? Not just the chesed, not just the ava, not just midos tovas, not just kiddush Hashem in the workplace, not just showing the world what it is that I have to offer. But he actually says that you also have to have thoughts of Torah in your head. And you have to go into your working day charged. You have to go into your working day charged with Torah thoughts. Otherwise, what are you going to do? You have a chakras, and sometimes that chakras, depending on who you are, might be very fast. All the working guys are laughing because they totally chop. They get it. They know. Sometimes it's on a train, depending on who you are, where it is. And it's going to be not exactly the most uplifting as we had in yeshiva, as we have on Shabbos at Rabilowitz's basement, right? It's going to be something that might be very different than that. But yet, if we go into the working day with a level of Torah in our head, that will infuse the rest of the whole day. So what do? We have three pieces of something right now that we talked about in the world of Torah thus far. And I said this year would be short. We have, what are your lucha? What are your tefachim of the lucha that you're bringing down? In the world of your avodas Hashem, in the world of your Torah learning, what is it that you are going to bring down to the world? Chavos Avos said a framework for how in which we could figure out what it is that we're supposed to be doing in the world. What are your strengths? What are your talents? What are you passionate about? And what does the world need? And now we have a new twist for those who are in the working world on how to actually approach your workday. I've been asked this several times. How can it be that I infuse my workday? And then there's the guys who are like, well, I'll listen to a shiur, but am I stealing time from my employer at the same time? If you have the right kavanas the entire time, when you're doing what you're doing, it's not a shaila at all. It's just a dover pasha to you. That when I'm working, and I'm doing it the right way, then I'm infusing my entire day with kedusha. And the reason that this is so hard for us is because there's the Yetzirah to say, no, I'm supposed to be in the base the whole entire time. This entire shar of Ali Shur is dedicated to tell you that there are different people And some of you are. Maybe some of us are cut out to be in the base medrash for full-time learning. And those people who know their strengths, their talents, and what they can give over the world should be there. But those who are not shouldn't ever shy away or worry or fear that they aren't on level. They need to know, everyone in this room needs to know, that you have a unique tafkid. You have something that you could bring to the chabura. You have something that you could bring to the working world. You have something that you could bring to the world itself. I want to give some examples because this is very, very lofty. My year of the chabura. There were two people who I love dearly to this day. Tamir Tusia, and back then he was called Jacob, and now he's Yaakov Kafka. They are phenomenal musicians. And they work their guts off. But they learn, and they steig. And what did they give to the chabura when they were here? Not just a ruach of like excitement and love, but they had their music. And they brought that with them. The music and the melody of who they were infused everything that they do. Reb Shraga, he brings his Lima to Taira and his Amelis B'Taira to show us levels that we could reach. And I'm sure you could look around the houses, the house that you happen to be in, and see a person that you can latch onto as a role model. Maybe it's you. But I encourage everyone here to think to themselves, what is it that I can bring to the chabura? What is it that I have the capacity to bring to the world? And in the same way that you have to sit on things sometimes and chew on them, and we know the famous Rav Dessler, that he would sit in the beginning and in the front of the Beis Medrash and literally sit on a Maamar Chazal. We talked about this yesterday, my Se'uda, Kina, Taiva, Kavod, Motzim min Adam and Olam. Like, just sit on that sentence hundreds of thousands of times. You're on the train. Just think on it. What does it mean? Why is it ordered that way? Oh, you are a different human being when you have gone through a Maamar Chazal. So this might seem a little difficult for us to breathe in and to think in and to appreciate and to understand. But if we really wrap our heads around it, break the Yetzirah about it and say, no, this is my tafkid. This is who I am. When you're confident that you've found it with enough Das Torah and enough understanding, this is what I'm supposed to be doing with the world. I'm not going to let the Yetzirah break that down. Sometimes it's going to be, my tafkid is to put my kids to bed right now, even though it's still the Oneg. Sometimes my tafkid is going to be that I don't want to get up for chakras, but I know I have to. And that was your test, and you broke through that barrier and you succeeded. And you might think that that's small, but you are shaking the heavens. I know the Rebbe doesn't like that phrase, apologies, but I like it. Shaking the heavens.
Shaking, storming the heavens.
Oh, storm. Shaking's okay? Shaking's okay?
I don't know
why he says that already. Shaking the heavens. What you do is humongous. And if we only knew it, that would be the game changer. That would set everything in the other direction. So as we close, it's something that I think that becomes the cherry on top to all of this that my Rebbe says, Rabbi Berger Gershenfeld, about what Bali Tshuva have uniquely that we could bring to the fore. He said this in his most recent class. He actually said at the Achdus event that happened with all the different yeshivot. And those who are not familiar, there was a beautiful event that happened where all the different Bali Tshuva yeshivas came together and they learned in the Or Samech Beis Medrash, six guys to a table. And they all were steiging away and learning and showing how all of us, although different, are equally beautiful and have what to bring to the table, literally, in our learning and our avodas Hashem. And he said that Baalei Tshuva have a unique opportunity when we do it right. And usually we find this early on and hopefully we don't lose it, but it's also an avoda. As Baalei Tshuvas, we show the world that we're balanced, that we could be Kiddushi Hashem, and that we're giving. And when they're around us, they hopefully see the passion and the excitement that we bring to the fore, and who we are. And when we approach life in this perspective, in this way, it might not be that we get a chance or an opportunity to learn a whole life. But we make it count, and we live a life that's balanced and normal. And they say, wow, look at that person who steiged his brains out and changed his life with Torah. And it's our unique opportunity to give people chizik through that, inspiration through that. And so let's just come full circle in the Shmuz. There is something you have uniquely to offer to the world. The only real way that we can know what that is, in the realm of Torah and mitzvahs, in the realm of everything else that's there, so we're not just that guy in the back, but the person who's ultimately going to be doing their unique tafkid, is to analyze deeply, almost like Rav Dessler, looking at a Maamar Chazal a million times. What are my strengths? What are my talents? What does the world need? And you sit on it, and it will change over time, possibly. And you reflect it, and you do it, and you're in it. And you bring that out to the world. We all had our Har Sinai moments in yeshiva. Some of us still have them now in the Chabura. And every so often when you're a married guy, 9 years, with 3 kids, in the background, you still have yours also. And you'll see the glimmers, and you tap into those. But we can't bring down our two tefachim just for ourselves. That's not it. It's what we're offering the world. Har Sinai was a moment for all of the klal. So I would like to close by saying, everybody in this room has a mission. Everybody in this room can do this. And everybody in this room, whether they're in the working world, the learning world, has the capacity to light the world on fire. This is not just a pump-up speech. If you really, really stew on it, you'll figure out how it is that you can give back in the chabura, in the world, in the workplace. Shavuot Tov.